Young penguins soon grow big enough to go walking along with their self-sacrificing fathers. Some people claim that an animal concerns itself merely with its own interests. This claim is also known as the theory of evolution. Founder of this theory is a man named Darwin, who lived 150 years ago. Yet, defenders of this theory can, by no means, explain why a penguin resists hunger and cold for 4 months. Well then, who makes these creatures exhibit such self-sacrificing behaviors? There is one answer to this question. God created penguins. God teaches them to undertake these matchless self-sacrifices for their young. He has informed us of his mastery over all creatures in the Quran, which explains the essence of everything as follows. There is no creature he does not hold by the forelock. Did you know? These little creatures, which look very much like ants, are termites. Termites build nests, the height of which reaches up to 7 meters, or about 23 feet. A nest has different sections, such as chambers for the young, mushroom gardens, a chamber for the queen, and so on. These nests even have special ventilation systems. Did you know that termites, who build such tall towers in a perfect order, are blind? Termites are sightless, but God created them with the talent to build gigantic skyscrapers. This small pond was a different place some time ago. In fact, there has not been a pond here until a recent time. There used to lay hard gravel on the bone-dry earth. However, a group of diligent workers worked hard, strove painstakingly, and formed this pond. Do you wonder who these diligent workers are? So let's continue watching the film. These industrious workers are pretty animals called beavers. The story of beavers starts with the migration of a male and a female beaver to build a new home for themselves. The beaver couple builds their home on a river. But to do that, they have to block the water flow first. In order to do that, they apply the same method as human beings have applied for centuries. They construct dams. In order to construct the dam, they need to find trunks and branches. Beavers go to wooded areas near a river and set about working. First, they feed on the leaves of the trees they find. Yet their real occupation is cutting down these huge trees. And they do this by gnawing the trunk skillfully. Interestingly, they gnaw the trees in such a way that all trees fall towards the water. The tree falling is the first step of the construction. Then beavers detach the branches one by one from the trees. They arrange them in front of the biggest log that fell, and thus start to construct a barrier before the stream. Have you ever noticed that beavers do not use any tools other than their hands and their mouths while carrying out all these tasks? Isn't that great? This work continues perseveringly. Two beavers cut down approximately 400 trees in a year. Beavers use their front teeth to gnaw tree trunks or branches. These front teeth that beavers continuously use wear down in time and sometimes break. How does a beaver gnaw trees then? This is great. Jaws of a beaver are created to be appropriate for gnawing. Their incisors keep growing throughout their lives, just like our nails do. Almighty God, who created beavers, created their teeth so as to be the most suitable for the task they will perform. A beaver's body is convenient for swimming. Beavers' feet are webbed, thanks to which they can easily push the water. Their tails are like huge flippers, so they can move in the water easily. Beavers carry out the construction perseveringly. Skillfully arranging huge logs and tree branches, they expand the barrier every day.